Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to my radio audience. Good afternoon, my people. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, a higher, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that's due to his great holy name. Give me one moment, please. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10% in the earth that will make it out of all of this confusion and chaos that we have in the earth. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit. I would like to thank the God of Israel for helping me this far. I would like to sing a song today to the glory of the God of Israel for the Shabbat, for the Sabbath day. It's the seventh day of the week. It's the holy day. The holy day to the God of Israel. I am back. I am here. I am here to finish where we left off. We are teaching you the whole entire 613 laws as wrote up in the Torah. I am here, people. I made it through the storm. I made it through the storm. I made it through the storm. I give the God of Israel, I give him all the glory, I give him all the honor, I give him all the praise. I give the God of Israel. I made it through the storm. I made it through the storm. I made it through the storm. I give the God of Israel all the glory. I love the God of Jacob. I love the God of Jacob. I love the God of Jacob. I give him all the glory. I made it through the pain. 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 I give the God of Israel, I give him all the glory. One moment, please.
Cydia! Cydia! Excuse me, people. Cydia! One moment.
Yes, people, forgive me for that. I had some disturbance. I give to God, he is all the glory, all the honor and praise. I made it through the storm. I made it through the pain, and I made it through the rain. And I'm here to testify about his glory. So we're going to go right into our lesson today. We're going to go right into our lesson today. We are going to pick it up where we left off Tuesday. And we're going to pick it up right where we left off. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching. All 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 14. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. You can call in if you like to. We're going to pick it up at law number 248. I'm here, people. I have to establish that the law is good, that the law is righteous, that the law is wonderful. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. I'm the prophet of the Hebrew nation. 248, law. 248 out of the Torah, out of the Mitzvah, the Torah, the Old Testament. Law 248. To give the decision according to the majority. When there is a difference of opinion among the members of the Sanhedrin as to matters of law. So the Sanhedrin, they was already set up when the Son of God, Yeshua, was born in the earth. You had the Sanhedrin, the Romans, back in Jerusalem. They was set up, the Sanhedrin was set up through the Romans. The Romans had control over Jerusalem. When the Son of God was born in the earth, it was the Romans. The Romans was in power. They was in power when the Son of God was born in the earth. And that's who killed the Son of God, the Romans. They's the ones that killed and crucified the Son of God with the help of his own people, the Hebrews and the Jews. Crucify him. Crucify him. That's what they told the Romans to do. And that's exactly what they did, because that's what they wanted to do also. So the Sanhedrin, it's a court, it was a system. It was a court system set up back in Jerusalem when the Romans was in control. And that's what you are seeing today in this earth. The Sanhedrin, the same people. The same people that set up your laws of the land, it's the same people that set that was back in Jerusalem when the Son of God came to this earth. They the ones set up the law of the land. They the ones set up your government and your president and all the stuff that you see. The Romans. The Romans. They are very much still in charge today, like they was back in ancient times. They have not changed. They still have their rulership, they still have their authority. Esau is their father. Esau, Jacob and Esau in Genesis 25. Esau was a big brother and Jacob was a little brother. The Romans is the serpent seed. The Romans is the seed of the Edomites. So let me pick it up right here. It says to give the decision according to the majority when there is a difference of opinion among the members of the Sanhedrin as the matter of law. Let's go to Exodus 23:2 and see what the Bible says, the King James Translated Version Bible. Exodus 23:2. Let's go. Let's go. Exodus 23:2. I'm teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. The law of God against the law of the land. Which one should we follow? Which one should we keep? Which one should we be doing? Which one should we be observing? Of course, we should be observing the law of God. The law of God and not the law of the land. But that's what you people are doing. And that's what you people have been doing for many, many generations. For many, many generations. Upholding the law of the land against the law of God. And that's why you people not getting nowhere. You're never going to get nowhere. Because you don't want to do it his way. You don't want to do it the God of Israel way. You want to do it the way that the law of the land tell you to do it. And as long as you keep obeying them and following what they say and believing what they say, you'll never get nowhere, people. And that's just a known fact. That's just what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. It's not what I say. It's what the Bible says. It's what the Hebrew scrolls say. Let's go to Exodus 23:2, for law number 248. It says, let's start at verse 1. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Verse 2 of Exodus 23. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak cause to decline after many to wrestle judgment. So right here what it's saying right here in this law. Neither should thou speak. Don't follow a multitude to do evil. Number one, don't follow a multitude of people to do evil. And that multitude of people that you people are following is the law of the land or the law of the world. The Constitution. Okay? They call it the Constitution. These are a multitude of people all over the earth that have came together in agreement. In agreement to write the laws of this land or the laws of these lands, these cities and these countries. It's a multitude of people. Back in the Son of God days when he walked the earth, they called themselves the Sanhedrin. Today, they still call themselves the same thing. Don't follow these people. Don't follow these people. It's a multitude to do evil, to teach you to go against the law of God, to uphold the law of the land. Neither should thou speak. Neither should thou speak, Hebrews, and a cause to decline after many. Wrestle judgment. Don't speak something that you don't know. Don't speak something that you don't understand. Just because somebody else believe it or somebody else said it or somebody else want to do it, if it's against the law of God, you should not be doing it. You should not be doing it. Next law. Next law. Don't be a part of something that's evil and wicked and not righteous. You must not follow the law of this land, people. You got to follow the law of your God. That's what's important to him. It's not important to you that you obey them, you know, the people that have rule over you. That's not important to him. That's injection. The God of Israel will never tell you to obey no man and follow no man and do what no man say. He say do what he say. Next law, law number 249. Not to decide in capital cases according to the view of the majority. So you can't go along with what the most say. You got 20 people agree that, yeah, we're gonna sign that abortion is righteous. That abortion is okay. I'm just making a point. I'm making an example. Don't go with the majority of this world, which is that is the 90% that's on their way to hell already. And Satan is their God, and Satan is their father. Don't go along with the world. Don't go along with the world and their way and their law and what they're doing and what they upholding. Don't follow the majority, which is the 90% that's already condemned and on their way to hell. Don't follow these people. You must separate yourselves now, people. You must separate yourselves. You cannot go with the majority. Oh, just because she got a booty shot, I want a booty shot. I'm just making examples. Just because they wearing this or they wearing that or they eating this or they eating that or they going here or they going there, I'm going to do that too. Separate yourselves from the unclean. That's what the Bible say. Separate yourself. Don't go with the majority. Because I guarantee you, when you go with the majority, you are going against the God of Israel. Many are called, but it's only few are chosen. He called many to come to him. He called many to be his children. But he only chose a few. And that few is the remnant, the 10% that will make it to the new kingdom or to the kingdom. Broad is the way that leads to life. And narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And there's only few. They'll go to remnant again, the 10% that will find it. Don't follow the majority. Don't follow a multitude of people when it comes to evil. And that's why I tell you people, you cannot uphold the law of this land and think that God is your father and that you please in God and that you serve in God. You can't vote in presidents and governments and all these people that you voting in and putting in and power up over you, Hebrews. You can't do that. The God of Israel have never told you to do that. When you vote and all of that and putting people in the Congress and all of that stuff, you are upholding the law of the land and their system. You cannot do that and expect the God of Israel to be happy with you. You people have been doing it for generations. One president after another. One mayor after another. One governor after another. One king after another. One prince after another. You've been doing it for many, many generations. Now you see the outcome of all that you've been involving yourselves in for many, many generations. The outcome is that they still have power over you. They still rule over you, and guess what? You still a slave. You still don't have nothing. You still not getting nowhere. Your kids not getting nowhere. Why? Because you are following a multitude of people, the beast and its agents and his children. You are following them. and upholding their law and their system and their way to be against the God that puts you in this earth. I'm telling you, people, you are in some serious stuff. You are in some serious stuff, and you don't even know the outcome of what you are involved in. But me as the prophet, I'm here to help you. As the prophet of the God of Israel, I am here to help you, and I'm here to show you the light, and I'm here to show you the truth, and I'm here to give you understanding. Because that's what you need. You need understanding. Okay, people? Next law. So, yes, that's law number 249. It say not to decide in the capital cases according to the view of the majority when those who are for condemnation exceed by one only, those who are for acquittal. They already condemned. You can't condemn nobody by one witness. It got to be two or three witnesses when it comes to the God of Israel law. They sending people to prison, up the road, and throwing the key away. Some of them don't even have a witness. They just signed a plea deal, and they accept what they telling them that they did. And some of them ain't even did nothing. They don't have no evidence that they did anything. But this is how the law of the land tricks you. They tell you, well, you signed a plea deal, and we'll just give you 5 years off of what we believe you done. They ain't got no proof. They ain't got no facts. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. You just going to sign your life away just because they say if you don't sign it, they're going to give you more time. And they haven't proved that you are guilty of anything. This is wickedness. This is wickedness. That's not how the God of Israel law operates. That's not how the God of Israel law works. You have to have two or three witnesses to establish a case that someone is guilty. And those witnesses must be righteous witnesses. They cannot be devils and evil people and rapists and murderers and all these. No, they must be righteous witnesses. And when I say righteous, that means they are up under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They up under his law. They keep his law. They do what he say. Those are considered as righteous witnesses. See what it say in Exodus 23:1? Thou shalt not raise a false report, but put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Next law. Law number 250, people. That in capital cases, it's talking about, let me go back over the headline of what we are teaching today. We are teaching today about the court and juridical procedure. The court and juridical procedure. The way you take somebody to court, what you got to do when you take them to court, how you got to establish the case, and all of that is up under the law in the Hebrew Scrolls and the King James translated Bible. What we have that they gave us and that they didn't take. It is a way to go. It is a way to sue someone. It's a way to present a case before the judge and the jury and whoever else. They had their own courts. When we was a kingdom, when we was a people, we had our own court system. We had our own judges. We had our own governors. We had our own president and all of that. We didn't have no president. We had a king. We had our own everything, Pete. So no, the God of Israel ain't going to never, ever, ever do away with his law and tell you to uphold a law of man, something that man wrote, the Constitution. You notice all these countries, they have a Constitution. Every last one of them have a Constitution that we supposed to follow. Then they supposed, matter of fact, I'm going to read that in a minute. I'm going to read you what the Constitution means. I'm going to read it to you. They supposed to govern over us like they are gods, like they are rulers. That's what they believe, and that's what they have you believe in. We are reading the court and judicial, judicial procedure. That's the section of the law that I'm teaching today out of the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Hebrew Scrolls. We're gonna read now law number 250. So no, their court system, their judges and everything, they got their lawyers and attorneys and all the stuff they got set up to represent us in court. To represent us in court is not the way the God of Israel would set up that system. The court system. It's totally against the God that put us here in this earth. Totally. Totally. Law number 250. That in capital cases, that's like murder cases, people. Murder, capital cases, okay? Murder cases that go to the Supreme Court. That's what they call it, the Supreme Court. Really. That in capital cases, one who had argued for acquittal should not later on argue for condemnation. Again, Exodus 23:2, we already went over that. Next law, law number 251, to treat parties and litigation. Y'all know about that word, litigation decisions. To treat parties in a litigation, with equal impartiality. Leviticus 19:15. Let's go to that, for law number 251. Leviticus 19:15, people. Come on. I'm here to help you, Hebrews. You Gentiles, too. Come on. Y'all need the truth. You need understanding. You don't understand the law of God. You don't understand what you're falling and what you're upholding and what you are doing. Because your dumb leaders don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They dumb. And they can't teach you nothing because they dumb and stupid and don't have no sense. They don't have no knowledge and wisdom that comes from above, that comes from the Holy Spirit and the God of Israel. Leviticus 19:15 for law number 251. You shall do no unrighteousness and judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall thy judge thy neighbor. So this court system that you see that's set up all over the earth, where they have us to go and stand before a judge, is that court system righteous or unrighteous? This is what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with the law of God, the God of Israel. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. I'm talking to you Gentiles that have set up all your court systems and courthouses all over the earth. Yeah, I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. I'm here to correct you. I'm here to correct you as his prophet. You shall do no unrighteousness. And you ain't got no business going against the God of Israel and his law to set up and to enforce your laws and your way and your court and your court system. You should do no unrighteousness in judgment. Everything that you do to judge another person's life when it comes to court, when it comes to court and the procedures of a court, thing must be righteous. Thou should not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. It doesn't matter if they rich, poor, whoever they is, you must treat them righteously. You must treat them with righteousness. It don't matter if they rich or poor, but the law of this land, they have favoritism. Their whole system is set up under favoritism. Favoritism. If you poor, you is nobody in the earth. Put them in jail, throw the key away. They don't mean nothing. Throw them away. It doesn't mean, it don't, they just poor. They just poor little monkeys and apes. They nobody. We can put them in jail. We can judge them unrighteous. We can judge them with unrighteous judgment. We can do whatever we want to do with the poor. This is how these people think. This is how these people think that set up their constitutions all over the earth. The poor don't mean nothing. And that's why when the poor stand before their judges and their court system, they do whatever they want to do with the poor and treat them however they want to treat them. And if you're a rich person, you got money, you know, you can pay the judge, you can pay this, you can pay that, whatever you want to do. But you don't supposed to make no difference. That's what the God of Israel is saying right here. But in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. Is they judging us with righteousness when we go to court? Is they reading the God of Israel law when we stand before them in court? No, they are not. No, they are not. They reading their law, their constitution, what they believe and what they think they should do with a person. They're not judging their neighbor righteously, with righteousness. Next law, law number 252, not to render inquitious decisions. Leviticus 19:15 again, for law number 252. Your judgment must be righteous. It must. You cannot throw a man in jail for stealing 10 cartons of cigarettes. You can't give him 10 years for that. And they have done that. This system that you people are following have done things like that. They put people in jail for petty stuff and throw the key away. Why? Because they poor. Why? Because they are the children of Israel. Why? Because we slaves and we don't mean nothing to them. They are unrighteous in the way they judge us as a people. They are unrighteous, and you people keep voting these people in. You know why they got power over you? It's because you keep voting them in and giving them that power. You people don't understand that, do you? You don't understand that the people you are putting in over you, you giving them power and authority over you. Go on out, TP. Go out, mama. Go out. Go out. Next law, but it must be righteous. It must be righteous. It must be the way the God of Israel want it to be, people. Next law. The court system that we see, ain't no righteousness nowhere involved in it. Nowhere involved in it at all. It ain't about righteousness. It's about whatever they want to do, whatever they feel and think that they want to do. They want to be the God over the people. Next law, law number 253. Not to favor a great man when trying a case. Not to favor a great man just because he got money. He ain't got to go to jail for 10 years like the poor man. That's what this law's saying. The poor man got to go to jail for 10 years because he ain't got no money to pay no big-time lawyers to get him out of jail. He ain't got no money to pay the judge off, so he don't go to jail for 10 years. But the man, the mighty man that got the money, he rich and wealthy, he can just get a judge $200,000 or whatever he want to get a judge or his lawyer and get off of court and get out of going to jail for 10 years. See the difference, people? But this don't supposed to be. You supposed to judge the poor and the man that's wealthy the same exact way. It's called being equal. But we know the law of this land, the law of this world is not equal. It's not set up that way. It's not set up that way. It's set up of their own. They're wealthy, the children of the devil. They got to take care of their own. And the poor little man, the poor little righteous man or woman, they catch hell up in here. Up in here, they catch hell living up in this earth with these people. With these people that set that have set up the court and judicial system. There's no equality. And that's why you people keep thinking about the Constitution. Oh, the Constitution, the Constitution. The Constitution don't mean nothing, bro. They wrote the Constitution so they can make you people feel like that they treating you right and they doing something right. When do they ever go by their constitution? That's what I want to know. When do they ever really, really go by the constitution? That's a whole different broadcast. So you must treat people equal when it comes to God's law. There's no unrighteousness in the way you treat your neighbor, whether he's poor or whether he's wealthy. Law number, that's Leviticus 19:15. Law number 254 now, not to take a bribe. Exodus 23:8. Let's get that. Exodus 23:8. Don't take a bribe. And thou shalt take no gift. See what the Torah say? Thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of righteousness. Don't take no gift, no money, no bribe, no house, no nothing, because a gift will blind you. A gift will destroy you. Always judge with righteous judgment, Hebrews. Do what's right by your God, or higher. Do what's right by him, what he say to do. And for you people that don't believe his name is a higher, that's on you. I'm telling you who he is and what his name is. In the court system, they always taking bribes. They always taking money to get out of prison, to get off, they call it, to beat the case. But guess what? You don't have no business no business taking no bribe from no one when another person's life, when another person's life is involved. You must judge with righteous judgment. And that's why this earth is about to come to its final end. Because all this stuff been going on for so very, very long now. And the God of Israel know you people is never going to stop, and you people never going to change, and you people never going to give up. You think it's pretty. You think it make you feel good because you're so evil. I'm talking about the people who set up the law of the land. It make you feel good to put a poor man in jail that ain't got no food, that ain't got no shoes, that ain't got no clothes, ain't got nowhere to even lay his head. It make you feel good to put him in prison for 5 and 10 years when he's a poor man, don't have nothing. You rulers that set up the law of the land, that make you feel good. When you can put a 15-year-old boy in prison for 25 years without parole, that make you feel good. He's only 15 years old. You put him in jail for life without parole. That make you feel good, don't it? Yes, that make you feel good. When you set up laws in this earth to hurt people, I'm just dealing with the court system now, the George Cole procedures. Your system is evil, it's wicked. You got little kids in jail, 7 years old, that killed their mama, killed their little sister, killed their brother, 7 years old. He'll never see the outside of the world ever again. He only seven years old, and he took a gun and shot somebody or did something to someone. He just a child. He just a baby. And you give him 50 years in jail. Do you think that's righteousness, what you doing? You are being fair. Do you think you are being right? Do you think you're doing what the God of Israel wants you to do? No, you are not. No, you are not. It's the way to run this world. It's a way to run your court. You must run it in righteousness, the righteousness of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Next law, law number 255, not to be afraid of a bad man when trying a case, Deuteronomy 1:17. Do y'all see all these laws in the Bible? All these laws in the Bible, when they tell you people, the people that set up this, the law of this world, they tell you, don't read the Torah, don't read the Old Testament. Why is it they don't want you to read it? Why is it that they don't want you to read the Old Testament, the Torah? Why? I need you to go get some ice, bro. I'll take some, take my stuff first, then go get ice. My Marino, make that first, then go get some ice, yes. Excuse me, people. Why? They tell you not to, because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. They can hide. You cannot reveal these people what they are doing against you, what they are doing against your children, because you won't read the law of God. You won't read only the law of God, the God of Israel, can expose these people. Can expose these people, but what they are doing to us is wrong. And that's why they don't want you to read the Old Testament. And they just want you to read about Jesus and stay in the New Testament and believe you under so much grace that everything you do wrong, God gonna forgive you for. That's the key. They keep you so they can hide. So you don't understand the Old Testament, the Torah, the Hebrew scrolls, is going to build them as devils. That they are unrighteous people that's ruling over you in this earth. So that's why they tell you not to read law. So you won't understand the God of Israel. So you won't understand who he is. So you won't understand what he wants you to do, how he wants you to do, and why you need to do what he tell you to do. And so you won't understand and see them as the people that they really are. They are wicked people. They the serpent seed in the earth. They the serpent seed in the earth. The same people that went to the Son of God and told him, we Abraham's seed. And he said, you know what? If you was Abraham's seed, you wouldn't want to kill me. The same people that John the Baptist, when he was baptized in the Jordan River, went to him. And John the Baptist said, O generation of vipers. The same people. Those are the people, they children. They're children. They have set their system up from generation to generation, from ancient times all the way to now. The system have been set in place for you to follow or for us to follow. The same exact people. So law number 255, not to be afraid of a bad man when trying a case. Deuteronomy 1:17. Let's go to that, people. Deuteronomy 1:17. You should not respect a person. You should not respect a person in judgment. It doesn't matter who they is, how much money they got, whether they rich, whether they poor. It doesn't matter. You must judge these people righteously according to the law. According to the law. But you shall hear the small as well as the great. You should not be afraid of the face of man. Listen to what the Torah tell you in Deuteronomy 1:17. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. This is Moses talking to the elders of the children of Israel. Talking to the children of Israel, telling them when he established the law in the wilderness with the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, our ancestors, he established the law of God, the law of the God of Israel. I am, his name in the Hebrew. You shall not respect persons in judgment. That's what Moses told him. It doesn't matter if it's your mama. It don't matter if it's your cousin. It don't matter if it's your daddy. If they did something wrong or they do something wrong, you must judge them according to the law. According to the law. But like I told you, the people that rule this earth, they have favoritism and who they want to send to prison and who they want to put in jail and who they want to do this to and who they want to do that to. Most of the time, it's the black and the brown people who they want to hurt. the black and the brown people, the children of Israel. They never going to judge us righteously. They never going to treat us righteously. They never going to do right by us. But the God of Israel say, it doesn't matter who they is. And he told the children of Israel, don't be afraid. And he told Moses to tell the judges and the elders and the priests and the people of Israel, you should hear the small, I'm reading Deuteronomy 1:17, but you should hear the small matter as well as the great. It doesn't matter how little it is. Bring them before the judges. Bring them before the judges. Get the elders together to gather the people together and bring them before the judges. And bring the judges before the priests. And let's decide whether it's a small matter or a great matter. We must hear everybody matter. We must hear everybody matter. And we must judge them in righteousness. You should not be afraid of the face of man. Don't be afraid of no man's face. If you're a white man, don't be afraid of him. He's just a man. He's just a man with a badge on his chest. Don't be afraid of him. He's just a man with a badge on his chest that the God of Israel didn't set up, and the God of Israel did not give him that badge, but the people that set up the law of this land gave it to him. Don't be afraid of man's face. Don't matter if they're white, Chinese, whatever. Don't be afraid, Israel, of no one, no man's face. I am your God. I am your God. You don't fear no one but me. You don't fear no government, no president, no judge, nobody but me. I am. Don't be afraid of face of man. But the judgment is God's. God is the only one can judge me. He's the only one can judge me. No one else can judge me. I'm not going to let no one else judge me. His judgment don't mean nothing to me because he's not my God. Whatever the law tell me to do, whatever is written for me to do, that's the judgment right there. That's what judges me, the law of the God of Israel. Not no man and not no man. And in the cases that is too hard, look what Moses told. Whatever case is too hard for you, bring it unto me and I will hear. So you got to have a prophet. You got to have a prophet, Hebrews. You got to have a prophet. We always had prophets. We always will. That is the order. God only speaks to his prophets. God only reveals things to his prophets. You must have a prophet over the house of Israel. It cannot be no elder. It cannot be no priest. Or no pastor, none of that. It must be a prophet, a righteous prophet. Because guess what? Moses was a prophet. And he told the children of Israel, and he told the judges, and he told the priests and all of them, whatever case that y'all can't judge, bring it to me. Let me hear it. And I'll make the decision. See, the prophet have the final word. He's up under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's up under the God of Israel. He got the final say-so over the people. Over the people, because the God of Israel going to speak to him and tell him what he need to do and what he need to say and what he need to tell the children of Israel to know. So no, the law of the land, the way they got this system set up, this court system, it's out of order, people. It's totally out of order. Totally. They don't have no priests. They don't have no righteous judges, no righteous priests. They don't have no elders. Their court system is set up with magistrate, a judge, and the Sanhedrin, the governing body of the law of this earth, the laws of this world, the governing body, the Sanhedrin. It's not set up the way that it need to be and supposed to be up under the God of Israel. And that's why we are being mistreated in the system, people. We're being mistreated unfairly in the system because guess what? The system is unrighteous. It's unrighteous. And you people keep voting these people in every year. And you keep thinking something's going to change. And some gonna get better. And something gonna happen different. No, nothing is gonna happen different. Nothing is ever gonna happen different. Why? Because it wasn't set up to be different. It was set up to oppress you. To oppress you. And keep control and rulership over you. That's the way it was set up. So I don't care who you vote in and who you put in and this man and that woman and that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, people. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your time with foolishness. Foolishness and stupidity. Thinking that a man gonna do something for you to help you and your children, to change something for you and your kids. It'll never happen. They could care less about you and your children and your kids and your mama and baby and boo-boo and may-may and them and Al-Kai and them. They could care less about you and them people. So you people need to cut it out. You people need to stop and quit doing that madness. All that stuff happened with George Floyd. Thousands of people protesting. Have anything changed since George Floyd died? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You still broke. You still poor. You still hungry. Your kids depressed and miserable. Nothing have changed. It was not designed to change. The law of this land is designed to keep you down, people, and to keep them in rulership over you and your children. Next law, law number 256, not to be moved in trying a case by the poverty of one of the parties. Exodus 23:3 and Leviticus 19:15, we read both of those already. Not to be moved in trying a case by the poverty of one of the party. It doesn't matter if they poor. If they poor and they killed somebody, they did something wrong, the law of the God of Israel have already passed judgment on them. It doesn't matter if they rich or poor. You must judge righteously. It doesn't matter who they are. You must judge righteously. The God of Israel didn't make no difference in the poor and in the wealthy. When they broke the law, the children of Israel, and they did things wrong against the law, they was judged accordingly. They was judged accordingly to what the law said had to happen for them for their punishment. So he's no respecter person. He don't make no difference. But the law of this land, the law of this world, make a difference in the way they judge people. They have a difference. And that's why the God of Israel gonna tear this wicked kingdom down. It must come down, people. it must come down, and the people that's in it, that's evil and wicked with them, must come down. And who's going to bring it down? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. The God of the Hebrew nation. Law number 257, not to prevent the judgment of strangers or orphans. Deuteronomy 24:17. Let's go to that. Deuteronomy 24:17, but law number 257. Thou should not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow raiment to pledge. You must treat people right. You must treat people right, Hebrews. You must treat people right, Israel. You cannot pervert the judgment of a stranger, which a stranger is nothing but a Gentile. The Bible calls them strangers. They are Gentiles. They are not Jews. They are not of the 12 tribes of Israel. If you're a Gentile, you are not a Hebrew. You're not an Israelite. You are a Gentile. You are a stranger. Thou should not pervert the judgment of the Gentile. I say Gentile instead of stranger because that's what it means right here in Deuteronomy 24:17. Nor of the fatherless, nor of the widow, nor take a widow raiment to pledge. You cannot pervert. The word pervert right here. To stretch or spread out. You cannot pervert it. Whatever the person have done, it must be judge righteously. You can't pervert the judgment of a stranger. He's a Gentile, fatherless, widow, it doesn't matter. It must be righteous judgment when you're dealing with the God of Israel. You see how you people have went against your own God? Your own God, the God of all gods, the God of power, the God of might, the God of strength, the God of Jacob. You went against him to uphold the law of this land and all their gods. Law number 258. Not to pervert the judgment of a sinner. Not to pervert the judgment of a sinner. A person poor in fulfillment of commandments. Exodus 23:6. Not to pervert the judgment of a sinner, a person poor in fulfillment of commandments. Exodus 23:6. Let me go to that. I want to get finished with this section of the law. So Tuesday, we can move into a different section. Exodus 23:6. Thou should not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Same thing. Thou should not wrestle the judgment of the poor in his cause. It must be righteous. It doesn't matter who it is, people. Doesn't matter. The God of Israel is a wise God. And the people that set up the laws of this land, they are foolish people. They don't have no wisdom. They don't have no knowledge. And they don't have no understanding. The understanding that they have, Father the Devil, Satan. And y'all already know how stupid he was. Y'all already know how stupid Satan was, Lucifer, when he was up in up there with at the throne. Y'all know how stupid he was and dumb. And the people that's up under him is the same stupid and the same dumb as he is. He thought that he can do whatever he wanted to do. You know, because he was sitting there right next to the throne of God. He got all kind of favor with the God of Israel. And, you know, he can do whatever he wants. He thought he was all of that. But he was wrong to think that. He thought he was all of that. He thought that he was up over every angel up in heaven, and he was. He was. He was. But he thought he was all of that, and couldn't nobody replace him. But he thought wrong, didn't he? He thought wrong. God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahia, kicked him out. Him and his angels. Kick them out. Kick them out. And the people that set up the law of the land of this world and the system, the beast system, where you people are falling, they very dumb. Just like they daddy Satan. They really think they can defeat the God of Israel. That's what he thought when he was up in the throne. Lucifer, Satan, he really thought that him and his little angels can defeat the God of Israel. And they still think it today. They still think it today. They think that they will rule this earth and be over this earth forever. That ain't gonna happen. That's not going to happen. Let me keep going to the next law. Law number 259. Not to render a decision on one's personal opinion, but only on the evidence of two witnesses who saw what actually occurred. Exodus 23:7. Same chapter, verse 7. It say right here, verse 6. Thou shalt not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter. And the innocent and righteous slay thy not, for I will not justify the wicked. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. Keep thee far from a false matter. Everything that you see in this earth, people, is false. Everything that you see set up in this world for you people to do, it's an illusion. It's not real. It was set up by a lie. It was set up with a lie. And it is a lie. And the devil is the father of lies. He the one taught the people that set up the laws of this land. He the one taught the people how to lie. Because he is a liar and the father of lies. You are the father. You are of the devil. You are the liar and the father of lies. And right here in Exodus 23:7, keep thee far from false matters. You don't supposed to be falling false things, Hebrews. Their education is false. Everything that they have set up in this earth for you people to do, false. It was set up through a lie. All the laws of this land is false. It's false. It's not good. It's not good for you or me or nobody. Go to school. Go to work. Go to church. False. 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 The God of Israel ain't told you to go to work. Not for no man, for him. So that's what makes it false. The God of Israel ain't told you to go to no school and no college. The Holy Spirit can teach you all things. The Holy Spirit can give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. False. False. The education, false. We don't need no man to teach us nothing. We don't need no man to teach us nothing. Our God, the God of Israel, is all wise. Our ancestors didn't need no man to teach them nothing. Whatever they needed to know, the God of Israel taught them. How to do surgery, how to operate on people, whatever they needed to know, that is false. They religious, false. That's all you people do, go to work, go to school, and go to school. Those are the three things you do. And, hey, don't forget about going to eat dinner at the restaurant and going to your best sports and your best concerts. That's all you people do in your vacations, and that's it. Ain't nothing else in this earth to do. All of that stuff is false. It's giving you false reality, false feeling. It's not real. It's temporal. Keep thee far from a false matter. Exodus 23:7. Look what it says for matter, from a false matter. Hebrews 1:6-9-7 for Exodus 23:7. A word, by implication, a matter, as spoken of, thing. Verbally, a cause, act, advice, affair, answer. Any such thing because of book, business. You see what it say? Book, business. Ain't but one true book in this earth. The book of all books. And that's the Hebrew scrolls. Business. Away from false business. Things the God of Israel ain't told you people to do, like go get a job and get an education and get a certificate so you can be a doctor, so you can be a lawyer, so you can be an engineer, so you can own your own real estate company. It say keep away from false matters. Business, it say, the Hebrew number 1697, business, care, cause. Counsel, purpose, everything, people, the God of Israel already told us. Stay away from false matters. And the innocent and righteous, slay thy not, for I will not justify the wicked. You cannot slay the innocent. And that's exactly what is going on in this wicked earth that man have polluted and defiled. They slay the righteous all the time. All the time. But look what the God of Israel say. They will not be justified. He's going to deal with those people. He's going to deal with them people. He's going to deal with them. They got laws set up in this earth that slay the righteous. That slay the righteous. to keep us down, to keep us oppressed, to keep us hungry, to keep us dependent on them and what they say and how. False matters. Everything they set up is false. And once you people realize that, once you Hebrews realize that, and Gentiles, you will deliver your own selves. Once you realize that everything that you people are falling is false. It's false because the God of Israel ain't never told you to do it. That's why it's false. Next law. Law number 260. We're going to read two more laws of judicial procedures. And Tuesday, next week, we're going to go into another section of the law. And I'm going to close it with these next two laws because I have some scriptures I want to read. And I also have some news articles that I need to go over with you. So let's read right here, law number 259. We just read that one. You got to have two or three witnesses. Two or three witnesses. That's what it says. When you're dealing with righteous judgment and rendering decisions on one's personal, on one's life, you can't have your own personal opinion. You have to have evidence of two witnesses who saw what actually happened or occur, witnesses, and the witnesses must be righteous. Law number 260, not to execute one guilty of a capital offense before he has his trial. Numbers 35:12. Number 35:12, people. 35:12. 35:12. Last two coming up. And they shall be unto you. One moment, people. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation and judgment. See, the children of Israel, when we was in our own land, everybody that did wrong, everybody that committed a crime had to stand before the congregation in judgment. Now who we standing before? The God of Israel enemies, the serpent seed, the people that set up the laws of this land is the God of Israel enemies. They Satan agents. They work for Satan. Okay, people? You cannot say a person is guilty until you prove that he's guilty. And like I told you, even before somebody go to court, they make you sign a plea deal. Telling you, when you sign that plea deal, you saying you are guilty. And you haven't even been proven that you are guilty. They haven't even brought forth no witnesses to say that you guilty. See how false this system is. See how demonic this system is. Before you even go to court, you sign your life away to these people, and they haven't even proved that you are guilty. You have not even stood before the witness, before the jury, nobody. Next law, law number 261. To accept the ruling of every Supreme Court in Israel, Deuteronomy 17:11. According to the sentence of the law, which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou should do. Thou should not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee to the right hand or to the left. Let's go to verse 10. And thou should do according to the sentence which they of that place which Ahijah shall choose shall show thee. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence. So yes, people. Yes. To accept the ruling of every Supreme Court in Israel. Well, I don't know nothing about no Supreme Court. That's how they got it worded here. But I know that the children of Israel, they had to judge righteously. Law number 262, not to rebel against the orders of the court. Deuteronomy 17:11, we just read that. Yes, you should not rebel against the order of the court of the children of Israel, of the judges and the whatever they had set up. You had to go by whatever they said. You could not rebel against the orders of the judges of the Hebrew nation. And today, they teach you that whatever the judge say, you got to do. And if you don't do it, they're going to throw you back in prison. Right? Right. So with that, people, we are closing out this section of the law. We are closing that section out of the law. The court and judicial procedures. It's a way to treat people when they go to court for a criminal case, civil case, any kind of case. It's a way that the God of Israel have wrote up under his law that we as his people, the Hebrew nation, should be treated. Should be treated. And you know what, people? It doesn't matter how they treat us. That's what y'all people say, feel. It doesn't matter. You just keep upholding what they want and what they do and what they say. You just keep putting these people in power over you. You just keep doing it. Every 4 years, you put another person over you to empower you and control you. When we supposed to have our own law, our own judges, our own everything. As a people and as a nation. But we can't do that because, again, we too busy upholding the law of the land and their system. So the next section of the 613 laws is injuries and damages. Injuries and damages. What do the law, what do the Hebrew scrolls teaches us about when a person get injured and when someone causes damages to another person or animal or whatever? So Tuesday, we will go into that part of the law. That part of the law. And matter of fact, let me go ahead and finish this part of the law, injuries and damages, because it's only 1, 2, 3, 4. There's only 4 laws for that. So we can go ahead and go over that now. This is law number 263 for injuries and damages. To make a parapet for your roof, Deuteronomy 22:8. Let's go to that. Let's go to that. Deuteronomy 22:8. Do you have any lemonade? He already went and got the ice. Yeah. Hold on, people. Give me a minute. Cydia! It's in there, baby. 22:8, people. This part, the section of the law, injuries and damages. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thy house. And if any man fall from this, yeah, a battlement, injury and damages. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy that thou bring not blood upon thy house. So the children of Israel, they had to, when they build their houses, when they build their houses, they wasn't allowed to go buy no house from no real estate company and no bank and all of that stuff that you people are doing, which is wickedness against the God of Israel. He ain't never told you to go to no real estate company or no bank and buy no house. What scripture is that? What scripture is that, people? That the God of Israel, the God that put you in this earth, the real God, told you to go to some real estate company or some bank and take out a loan and buy a house that's already been built, that already some 10, 20, who knows how many people don't live up in that house. The children of Israel was not allowed to do that. And that's why I keep telling you people over and over and over again every week that you're not keeping the law. You Hebrew Israelites, you Christians, and all you people, none of you people are keeping the law. You cannot live in a house that somebody else built. You supposed to build your own houses. You supposed to build your own houses. Go in the wood. Go in the woods and get the wood and build me a house. Or build you a house. But you people are too good for that. You too good for that. You got to lay up in a big, you know, five-bedroom house with four or five baths. And, you know, it's a million-dollar house. And, you know, it costs $10 million. It costs $5 million. Oh, it costs $100,000. You people got to lay up in houses like that. Yeah, you got to lay up in houses like that. You don't want to go build your own house. But the children of Israel had to build their own. And the God of Israel said right here in Deuteronomy 22:8 that you better put something on your roof to make sure that don't nobody fall through the roof of your house. Because if you do, if they do fall, guess what? That blood is going to be on your hand, because I already told you how to build a house. I already told you how to build it safe so don't nobody get hurt. Next law, law 964 for injuries and damages. Not to leave something that might cause hurt. Deuteronomy 22:8, same law. Same law. You cannot build something or have something that's going to cause hurt to another man or another woman or another individual. You cannot do that. It's against the law. Whatever you build, whatever you do, it better be safe. It better be good. It better be righteous. It better be up under my law, because if it's not, guess what? You will be judged accordingly. You will be judged accordingly because you went against what I said to do what you want to do. And that's what you people keep doing. That's what you people keep doing year in and year out, taking your hard-earned money that you work from your slave job, making $10 or $15 an hour, and go buy a house with it. Take out a loan. Take out a loan from a bank with interest and take your little money that you done saved from working like a slave for 10 years and buy a house, a pagan house that your oppressors built to get rich off of you. See how dumb y'all is? You dumb. When the God of Israel already told you how to build a house. Next law, law number 265, to save the pursuer even at the cost of the life of the pursuer. Deuteronomy 25:12. Let's go to that. I got a little bit of time. I'm running out of time. And if the man like not to take his brother's, Deuteronomy 25:12, people. I'm running out of time. Then should thou cut off her hand, and thy eyes should not pity her. Deuteronomy 25:11. When a man strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draw it near for to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smited him, and put forth her hand and take him by the secret, then thou should cut off her hand, thy eyes should not pity her. Okay? Whoever do something wrong to cause another person to be hurt up under the law of the God of Israel, he said, cut off of her hand. Cut off her hand and don't pity her because she did wrong. She went against the law. She went against me. She went against what I said. Cut her hand off. She is a sinner. She is wrong. See, he's not an all-loving God like y'all think and like you've been taught. The law is done away with. Don't read it. That's why. Because they don't want you to see who the God of Israel really is. Cut her hand off and have no pity for that woman. She has sinned against the God of Jacob. So, yeah, he cut the hand off way back then. You think he's not cutting it off today? Why you think so many people dying today and dropping dead? Pity nobody that go against him and do wrong against his law. There's no pity. You are a sinner to him. You are abominable. You commit abominations. Law number 266, not to spare a pursuer, for he is to be slain before he reaches the pursuit. And slay the later, or uncover his nakedness. Deuteronomy 25:12, same thing. That is just how you treat people that cause injuries to other people and damages to other people. You can't pity them when they wrong. When somebody do wrong, you have to deal with them according to the law. According to the law. With that, people, we are finished with that section of the law. Injuries and damages. Tuesday, we're going to pick it up right here where it say property and property rights. Property and property rights. Law number 267. We're going into property and property rights Tuesday. But the God of Israel say the same. We're going to now pick it up in the Bible. We're going to read now. Let me look up the word constitution, because I told you I was going to look that word up, and I am. I'm going to save it for the last. God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 14. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha Ball. We're going to read right now. We're going to read Esdras chapter 9 and chapter 10. Esdras chapter 9. Let's go. And I have a few news articles that I need to share with you. Esdras chapter 9. I'm just going to read through this. Esdras chapter 9, verse 1. Now when these things was done, the princes came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land, doing according to their abominations. Same thing that you people doing today. You have not separated yourself. You have, even though we scattered all over the earth because of our rebelliousness of our ancestors, we have not separated ourselves from the people of the land, the Gentiles. We are in the land of our enemies. We are in the land of the enemy of the God of Israel. We are in the lands of the Gentiles. Our land is Jerusalem. Our home is Jerusalem, Israel, Africa. That's where it's located. He said, you, Israel, have not separated yourselves from the land, doing according to the abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. We are doing exactly what the Canaanites doing, the Africans. We are not Africans. We are not Africans. We are Hebrews. We are Hebrews. And we cannot do what Gentiles do. We cannot wear what they wear. We cannot eat what they eat. We cannot go where they go. We cannot think the way they think. We cannot get our wisdom, our knowledge, and understanding the way that they got it through their education system. Next verse, Esdras 9. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves. See, this is what our ancestors was doing. This is what caused them to get kicked out of Jerusalem, Canaan. But they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed, which is the 12 tribes, we was the holy seed when we was in our own land. We was the holy seed of the God of Israel. We are his inheritance in the earth. We are the chosen people in the earth. We are the holy seed of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the holy seed have mingled themselves. See, that's what you people are doing right now. They did it back then in ancient times. Excuse me, baby. He didn't bring no ice. He went to the store? Okay, he must have went. Excuse me, people. That's exactly what's going on. The holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in their trespass. So the children of Israel, the princes, the prince, and all the kings and all the rulers, the priests, and everybody, the elders, they have mingled themselves with the people of Canaan, Jerusalem. Back in ancient times, that's what they did. And right now in modern times, you people, we have mingled ourselves with the Gentiles. With the Gentiles, just like our ancestors. We have mixed ourselves. We married the white people. Our black men marry white men. Our black women marry white men. Chinese men, Russian men. Arab, all kind of man. We are mingling ourselves with the people of this land. And we are committing abominations against the God of Israel. He never told you to marry no white woman. He never told you to marry no Chinese woman. He never told you to marry no Asian woman. He told the children of Israel to marry their own race and nationality of people. You are not allowed to mingle with the people off these lands that we are living in. Everything that the Gentiles have set up for us to do, that's what we have been doing. We have mingled ourselves. We have defiled ourselves. We have defiled our temple. We have went against our God to mingle with the people in this land. Verse 3 of Esdras 9. And when I heard these things, Esdras say, I rent my garment and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down astonished. He was astonished. He rent his mantle. He rent his mantle, his garment, his robe. No, he didn't wear no blue jeans. They did not wear blue jeans. They did not wear hoodies. They did not wear jogging pants. They did not wear shorts. You have mingled yourselves, people of these lands. You want to look like them. You want to dress like them. You want to be like them. You want to be a Gentile. And you're not a Gentile. You are a Hebrew. You have mingled yourselves. You have trespassed against the God of Israel. You have transgressed. They didn't wear it. They. So Esdras, he rent his garment. And his mantle, his robe, his coat, and plucked off the hair of my head. No, he wasn't bald head. He was not bald head like you Hebrew and all you Gentile men and women people. Y'all cut all your hair off. Bald head. Mingle yourselves with the laws of this land. Esdras had hair on his head. There's no scripture in the Bible to tell you to shave all your hair off and be bald head. He had hair on his head. And he said, he plucked off the hair of his head, of my head, and of my beard, and sat down in astonishment. So he also had a beard. He had a beard. A Hebrew must have a beard. That's our culture. That's who we are. That's how we supposed to look. But you want to look like the Gentile. You want to look like the people in this earth. You want to mingle yourself and look like them and be like them. You want to fit in. And the God of Israel never told you to fit in. You were sent on this side of the world for your rebelliousness, for your wickedness against the God of Israel. You wasn't sent over here to mingle. You were sent over here to repent and turn away from all of your wickedness and serve the God of Israel. That's why he scattered us all over the earth to chastise us. Not for you to mingle and be like these people and look like these people and do what these people tell you to do. And that's exactly what y'all doing. You have mingled yourselves with them. And that's why they set up the laws of this land, so you people would mingle with them. Next verse. Then were, I'm just going to read through now. I'm running out of time. Esdras 9:4. Then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at my words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. Carried away. They got kicked out of Jerusalem. They got kicked out of Jerusalem because they mingled with the Canaanites. When they got to Canaan, the God of Israel told them to kill women, little children, kill everybody and everything. And they did not do that. They began to mingle. They began to dress like them. They cut their hair off like Africans. A lot of y'all today, y'all Hebrews, y'all got African haircuts. African haircuts. Canaanite haircuts. Canaanite haircuts. You begin to mingle. Dress like them. Look like them. Talk like them. Sing like them. Eat like them. And he said, verse 4, then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled. Do I got any lemonade, bro? Make me some lemonade or some water or something. Then were assembled unto me, excuse me, people. Then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the words of the God of Israel because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I set a stun unto the evening sacrifice. Well, give me some water. Excuse me, people. They didn't have no ice? Give me some water. So Edges, he sat astonished unto the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice is around 3 o'clock. It's around 3 o'clock p.m. 3 o'clock p.m. That's why the Son of God, he died on the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. He was considered as the evening sacrifice up under the Hebrew law. So Ezra sit there astonished what the children of Israel had done to the God of Israel. And at the evening sacrifice, verse 5, I rose up from my heaviness. It's an evening, or it could be, the evening sacrifice could be 3 o'clock, or it could be dusk dark, between 3 and 7 p.m. Between 3 and 7 p.m. is the evening sacrifice, okay? At the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto Ahiah, my God. So at the evening sacrifice, 3 o'clock, between 3 and 7 p.m., at the evening sacrifice, Edris fell on his knees. And I spread out my hands unto Ahiah, my God. He was in great heaviness, because of the children of Israel. Verse 6, and said, oh, my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass until this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, have been delivered into the hands of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of faith, as it is this day, as it is that day, and as it is this day, as it is this day. No, bro, I don't want that. I want water. I don't care. I'm not going to drink that. Put that back in the freezer. You think I'm going to drink that now? You got to be out your mind, and I'm talking about God's word. You got to be out your mind to even think something like that. Excuse me, people. Let me correct somebody that's in error, because they ain't got enough sense to know right from wrong. Edges 9, verse 7. There's no way I'm going to drink that or eat anything when I'm talking about God's word. Since the days of our fathers, okay, we have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands. What lands is he talking about? The Babylonian land back then, the Greek land back then, the Persian land back then. What land today? What land have the children of Israel been delivered into for their wickedness and their iniquity against the God of Israel? The laws of the land. The lands of the Gentiles. That's the lands that we are in right now. The lands to the sword. We have been delivered to the Gentile lands. You going to the store? You can drive. Excuse me. You can drive. You can drive and get some. Excuse me, people. No, I'm okay. I'm saying we're going to need some later. So we have been delivered into the hands of the Gentiles. Next verse. Into captivity, into spoil, into confusion of faith. And we have a lot of confusion right now. We have a lot of confusion right now, people. A lot of confusion. Everybody is confused. Everybody is confused. That's our punishment for being rebellious. We have been delivered to the sword. It said Exodus 9:7. We have been delivered to the sword in the lands, all the lands that we are living in. We are dying all over the earth. We are dying all over the earth. And guess who's killing us? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. Just like he killed our ancestors. We have been delivered to the sword, to captivity. That's why the jails are full, over full with Hebrews, with black and brown people, overcrowded with us. We have been delivered into the hand of captivity because we got on this side of the earth and we continue with our paganism and we continue to commit abominations against the God of Israel. And to spoil, and to confusion of faith as it is this day. Verse 8, I'm just going to read this one, and I'm going to have to say the other one for next week. Verse 8, and now for a little space, grace have been showed from Ahia, our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Talking about the remnant. Only the remnant will escape, people. Only 10% will escape. Verse 9. For we were bondmen, yet our God have not forsaken us in our bondage. He have not forsaken the 10%. He's going to bring the 10% out. The New World Order will not be able to kill the 10%. The New World Order, the mark of the beast, will not be able to take down the 10%. But we were bondmen, yet our God have not forsaken us in our bondage, but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia. To give us a, what I tell you, Persia, it was Persia back then. Today is Europe. Today is Europe. Today is Mexico. Today is Brazil. Today is Australia. Today is South America. Today is Panama. Today is Belize. Today is Georgia. Today is Alabama. Today is, yes, Honduras. Those are the lands that we are in captivity today. Back in ancient times, Babylon, Persia, Greek, all of that. Today, we still in Greece. Unto this day, we are still in captivity. But we were bondmen, but we are not forsaken us in bondage, but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem, Yes, when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come, the 10% will go back to Jerusalem. The 10% will go back to Jerusalem. The 10% is the kingdom. They are the ones that's going to live in the new Jerusalem when it come down out of God, out of the heavens to set on Mount Zion. Mount Zion in Saudi Arabia is Mount Zion. The holy mountain Zion is Saudi Arabia. The remnant, we will go back to Jerusalem to build up the old wasted places. There's nobody in Jerusalem. It's empty. It's deserted. But the 10% will go back home. We'll make it back to Jerusalem, and we will begin to build up the wall of Judah and Jerusalem again. I'm in overtime now. Again, people. Verse 10. And now, oh, our God, could you give me some water, bro, please? Give me some water. And now, oh, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments. We have forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by thy servants, the prophets. By thy servants, the prophets. Saying the land unto which we go to possess, it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the land, with the abominations which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. And now, O God, Esdras 9:10, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments. We have forsaken thy commandments. We have forsaken, people. You have forsaken the 613 laws that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls to uphold, to keep the laws of the land, which thou hast commanded by thy servants, the prophet, saying, the land unto which we go to possess, it is an unclean land. Canaan was an unclean land that the children of Israel had to go to and clean it up. And that's why the God of Israel told them to kill everything and everybody that was in sight, because he wanted to clean up the land of Canaan, because he wanted the children of Israel to serve him, in Canaan. He wanted to be the only God of Canaan. He wanted to be the only God of Jerusalem. So that's why he told them to kill everything and everybody. But they did not do that. They began to mingle with the Canaanites, the Africans, commit adultery with them, marry their women, have babies by them. Same thing you people doing right now in the land of the Gentiles. In the land of the Gentiles, you marrying Gentile men and women. You disobeyed the law of God, what he told his prophets. You have committed filthiness of the people of the land of Canaan, of the land of this side of the world, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. all the abominations of the Gentiles you Hebrews are committing today. You were sent to this side of the world to clean up your act, to get it right with your God. But you are not doing it. You are upholding all their laws, all their land, all their abominations, all their uncleanness. That's what you people are doing. All their religion, all their food, all their education, all their work, all their jobs, all their everything, you are upholding and you doing. Now, therefore, verse 12, Esdras 9, 12. Now, therefore, give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. He said, don't have no sex with their daughters. You only can marry a Hebrew woman or a Hebrew man. You're not allowed to marry no Gentile. Anybody that's not a Jew or a Hebrew is a Gentile. Don't seek their peace. Don't seek their gods, Jesus and Yah and Allah and Buddha and Most High and all. Don't seek their peace. Don't seek their God. And that's exactly what you people are doing. The very same thing that our ancestors did. Seek their peace from their gods. From their gods. From their God, their medication, their psychiatrists, or their wealth. Don't seek their wealth. Don't work. Don't go get no job. Don't seek their wealth the way that they get it. And that's what y'all are doing. That's what you people are doing. You seeking your wealth the same way that the Gentiles get their wealth. From working. Working. Working for a man. Working for a corporation. Forever. That you may be strong. That's why you people so weak. That's why you so weak, because you upholding the law of the land and you denouncing and disobeying the law of the God of Israel. That's why you weak. He said, don't seek their peace. Peace, don't marry their daughters. Don't marry their sons. Don't seek their wealth. Don't get their wealth. Don't get your wealth the same way that they get theirs. And that's exactly what y'all are doing. You're not getting your wealth the way that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got it. And that's why you are weak, because you are doing it their way. He said that you may be strong. Next verse. Eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. That's why your children don't have no inheritance in this earth, people. That's the very reason. That's the very reason. Because everything that you got, everything that you got it the way that the Gentiles got their wealth and their resources. And that's why your children don't have an inheritance. Because guess what? You don't have nothing to leave them. Abraham had plenty to leave Isaac. Jacob had plenty to leave his kids an inheritance. Why? Because he got his inheritance the way the God of Israel told him to get it. You'll never have no wealth. You'll never have an inheritance for your children long as you keep seeking the wealth of the Gentiles. Never, ever, ever. They just going to get richer and you just going to get poor. Let me keep going, people, because the system is set up that way. Esdras 19, 13, two more after that, I'm finished. Esdras 9, 13. And after all that has come upon us from our evil deeds and from our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, has punished us less than our iniquities deserve and has given us such deliverance as this. You deserve everything, people, that you are going through right now. We deserve everything everything that is in our life that we're going through, mental illness, sickness, disease, death, COVID-19, COVID, all the rest. We deserve everything that the God of Israel is giving us right now. Why? Because our deeds are evil. We have done evil against our God. And I say we because we're in it all together. We have done evil against our God. We have committed a great trespass against our God. Verse 14 of Esdras 9. Should we again break thy commandments? So should we continue to break the God of Israel commandments? Is that what you people want to do? Keep breaking his commandments? You haven't had enough yet, huh? You haven't had enough yet, people. I know I have, people. I'm tired. I'm tired of going against the God of Israel to make man happy. I'm tired of going against the God of Israel to make the beast happy. Should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Should we continue to serve the Gentiles and do what the Gentiles tell us to do and uphold the laws of this land? Should we continue in our abominations against the God of Israel? That's what Esdras is asking the children of Israel. Which not abomination, wouldest not thy be angry with us till thou hast consumed us? That's exactly what's going on, people. You are being consumed right now by an angry God. Because you have committed all the abominations of the Gentiles. You have committed all the abominations of the people of the lands that you were scattered to and put in for your rebelliousness. He's going to consume you, Ezra said. He's going to consume us so that there should be no remnant nor escape. Should we continue? Remnant, you better listen to me right now. You better listen to me right now, remnant. You better walk away right now from all the abominations of the Gentiles, of the laws that were set up in this land. You better walk away right now. Everything that you are doing is an abomination. Everything. All your religions are abominations. All your education is abomination against the God of Israel. Everything that's set up in this earth is an abomination against the God of Israel. Verse 15, last verse of Esdras 9. O Ahiah, God of Israel, thou art righteous. For we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses. For we cannot stand before thee because of this. This is why you can't hear the God of Israel. This is why the God of Israel won't take sickness and diseases away from you, because you have committed abomination and you are continuing to break his law and you'll continue to commit abomination. You cannot stand before him for this reason. You are a stink in his sight. And it only get worse for people. And now I'm going to read a couple news articles, and after that I got to go, people. So next week, Tuesday, we will pick it up at the law where we left off, law number 267, properties and property rights. And we're going to read next week, Esdras chapter 10, okay? Let me mark that. I don't have time to finish, read it today. I wanted to, but I don't have time. So next week we'll do Exodus chapter 10 and Exodus chapter 10 we're going to do and Ezekiel chapter 14 next week. Let me go to my news articles, people. Yes. This is was in the dailymail.com. The God, well, I'm going to say God. I'm going to just say this. A whole town burnt down to the ground in Canada. A whole town burnt down to the ground in a matter of minutes. The whole town. The town erased from the map. That's what it say in the news. The town erased from the map. Devastating before and after pictures show Linton after blaze burned 90% of its buildings to the ground. After recording Canada, could you answer the phone, bro? Excuse me, people. After recording Canada's highest ever temperature of 121 Fahrenheit. The temperature was 121 degrees, the highest temperature that they ever had in Canada in history. And y'all want to keep on committing abominations and breaking the law of the God of Israel? He burnt a whole town down. He burnt down 90% of buildings to the ground. They said the article said at least two people was killed. And I read in the article where one man say the fire was 90 feet in the, I mean, I'm sorry, the fire was 9 feet tall. 9 feet tall in the air, the fire. And he said the fire was chasing him. He was trying to run away, and the fire was literally chasing him. Burnt up his car, burnt up his dog, burnt up his house, burnt up everything. Don't that sound like Sodom and Gomorrah to you? That's what it sounds like to me, Sodom and Gomorrah, when he burnt it down. For their rebellion, for their abomination, and their evil, and their wickedness. It said in the news article, in a matter of minutes, the whole town, it said at least two people was killed and around 1,000 people fled the town. 1,000 people ran from their homes. Everything was burnt to the ground. All the buildings. 90% of them. And in a matter of minutes, they said a whole town was burnt to the ground. In a matter of minutes. It was not a fire, people. It was not a fire. It was a consuming energy. It was a consuming energy. You cannot put energy out. It was a consuming energy. It was a fire that was sent from the God of Israel. Energy. Power, 9 feet in the air, chasing people to burn them up. Y'all still want to keep on playing with the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew nation? Keep on, people. Keep on trying to do what you want to do. Next news article. I'm showing y'all where we at prophetically. Global death toll from coronavirus pandemic reaches 4 million more than all the world's wars since 1982. As WHO chief hit out at rich nations for snapping up the lion's share of vaccines, whatever. The global death rate for the coronavirus now, people. This was in the news about 2 or 3 days ago. It's 4 million people. And 1 year and a half. 1 year and a half, people. 4 million people have died from the coronavirus. And guess what they say? Let me read a little bit of the news article. World passes tragic millstone. It say this is more people than all the wars in the world since 1982. All the wars that they had in the world where people died, they said the COVID-19, the coronavirus, have took down more people in 1 year and a half than all the wars in the world have took down since 1982. My God, y'all people still want to play with the God of all gods, Ahaya? World passes tragic millstones of 4 million recorded COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday. It say WHO. WHO is the one that's over the World Health Organization. Said that the true death toll of the coronavirus pandemic was likely higher than that. He says it's more than 4 million. We couldn't count all the people that was dying and dropping dead up in houses and up in here. We couldn't count them all. It's over 4 million. Yeah, people. Look what it said. The total of lives lost over the past year and a half is about equal to the number of people killed in battle in all of the world's wars since 1982. See that, people? And y'all think y'all just going to wipe and blink it out with a vaccine? No, it ain't going to happen like that. It's not going to happen like that. You are dealing with an angry, angry, angry God. For all of your abominations and all of your wickedness and all your evil and all your pride and all your stiff-neckedness and all your rebellion and all your wickedness and all our everything that we have done against the God of Israel, he's going to deal with us as we have presented it to him for our ways. So all this stuff going on in the world, Canada being burnt down in a matter of minutes. Not Canada, I mean a little town in Canada burnt down in a matter of minutes. All 90% of the buildings flat to the ground. 9 feet of fire in the air. I ain't never seen a 9 foot threat of a fire chasing a man in my life. The man said the fire was chasing him. One more news article, and I'm getting ready to leave. Let me see. And I'm getting ready to leave, people. Let me go to the news here. Yeah. I'm getting ready to leave, people. This ain't no joke, people. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is all real, people. This is all very much real. Very much real. Very much real. The law of the land. Constitution. Let me read that. Constitution. The basic principles and laws of a nation. What nation is that? What nation is that? I told y'all COVID ain't going to leave. I told you that a year and a half ago, that it's just not going to leave the way you think it's going to leave. I told you a year and a half ago, long time ago, I told you, Pete, that the world is not going to open. The world is not open, Pete. It is not open. I told you that. The God of Israel told me to tell you that, that he ain't going to open it back up. He ain't going to open it back up. He don't have a reason to open it back up. You people have not gave him a reason. You think it's open because you can go to a restaurant. And you can go to a bar, get some food, get a drink. It's not open. It is not open. All your government buildings are still closed. Most of them. I ain't going to say all. Most of them. It's not open, Pete. Your school's still shut down. Your schools, and they want to open. They trying to open them. They try. People still getting COVID. Kids getting COVID. Teachers getting COVID. They talking about putting people in bubbles and stuff and all that just to open up. You better sit down, people. I'm telling y'all. Sit down. You cannot open up the God of Israel world when he closes. You think your vaccine going to open it up? Everybody get vaccinated. Back pass, they call it. Back pass. Yeah, we're going to open it up. You ain't got to wear no mask no more. Take your mask off. Yeah, yeah, come on. We got it all figured out. Y'all people are fools. You'll never be able to figure out the God of Israel. That's funny to me. That's a joke. That's a joke. Don't let me forget to say this after I read the Constitution. Let me tell you now before I read the definition for Constitution. They got all the scientists together. Hold on, people. Let me see. All the scientists have came together. You know, they've been investigating. They've been investigating now. They've been investigating where the COVID come from. How did the COVID come in the earth? China brought it here, the Wuhan lab. That's how I started and all of that. But look what's in the news now, people. I told y'all, people. I even wrote a book about the coronavirus, COVID-19, what they want to call it. I even wrote a book about it. The God of Israel told me to write. Yeah, I told you people a year and a half ago when the COVID first hit the earth, I told you that the God of Israel is the one that put it in the earth. I told you that. But y'all don't want to believe that. You don't want to believe that because you want to believe that he's an all-loving God and that he won't do nothing to hurt you. See, that's what you want to believe, that God will never do nothing to hurt nobody. He'll never kill nobody. He'll never hurt nobody. I told you that a year and a half ago that the COVID-19, it ain't even called COVID. He don't even call it that. It's a plague and a pestilence in the earth. I told you that he's the one put it here, and he's the only one can take it away. He's the only one can take it away. And he's the only one can stop death. And he's the only one can give life and take it away. So your vaccine won't save your life. The God of Israel want to take you out. He's going to take you out. Can't nothing save your life when he want to take you out. So what's the sense of me getting vaccine What's the sense of me getting a vaccine? For what? When I know the God of Israel is the only one can give life and take it away. That's stupid. To me, it's stupid. But guess what? You people are stupid. That's why y'all listen to the law of the land and do what they say, because you're stupid. But anyway, look what's in the news. I told you the God of Israel put the plague in the earth to chastise you and to punish you and to correct you. I told you that a year and a half ago, and I wrote the book. Look what's in the news. DailyMail.com. Group of Lancet scientists, a group of scientists who rejected theory. They rejected the theory COVID leaked from Wuhan lab. Doubled down on claim by saying strongest evidence now. That it ain't nothing else they can say about it, they said. This is what the scientists said. Strongest evidence now says the virus emerged naturally. The virus, that's exactly what it is, a virus that was sent by the God of Israel, a plague, a pestilence. It emerged in the earth, they say, naturally. Didn't nobody put it here? Didn't nobody make it? It was put here in the earth naturally. And anything that's put in, anything natural in the earth comes from the God of Israel. Everything that you see natural in the earth, he created it. Naturally, people. That's what the scientists are saying now. It didn't come from no lab. I told you that a year ago. Am I a lying prophet, people? I told you a year and a half. Go back and look at my audio. I'll go all the way back to 2019. When I said millions was going to die in 2020. Go all the way back there and listen to my audio. Go all the way back to 2000 of January when the COVID-19 hit the earth. January 2000. I'm sorry. No. January of 2020. Go back and listen to my audios that I made in January, February, March, April, May of 2020. I told you that the COVID-19 that you called it, or they called it, was put in the earth by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now the scientists say it came here naturally. I told you, people. Yeah. They was planning something huge. They was planning something big for the New World Order. They was getting all their equipment together, wrapping up things. They fire trucks, they army trucks, and they FEMA camps and whatever they was wrapping up on. They was getting everything set up. They had trains all over the world with all kind of equipment and stuff that they was getting together. Yeah, they knew what they was trying to set up and do. Yeah, they knew. The New World Order and all that, whatever they tried to say, they knew. But I'm telling you, I told you, whatever they tried to do and whatever that they was trying to set up, the God of Israel got in the midst of it. The God of Israel got in the midst of it, and he flipped it and turned it around to the way he wanted to go. And that's why the scientists right now are saying that the COVID coronavirus came in the earth naturally, because whatever they tried to mimic and put together didn't work the way that they wanted it to go. So it ain't on. If they try to make something up to hurt somebody or do something to somebody, I don't know. Whatever they tried to do backfired on them. And that's what I told y'all a year and a half ago, that the God of Israel got involved and he flipped it all the way around to the way he wanted to flip and go. And that's why they can't understand the plagues that keep coming and keep coming. COVID-19, variant, Delta variant, all kind of names they trying to give it and come up with. No, you cannot understand the God of Israel. His wisdom is too great. It's too powerful. You can't understand it. You can't keep up with him. Don't try. Don't try to keep up with him, because you only going to hurt yourselves. And I'm getting ready to leave. So am I a false prophet? What I done told you people over and over and over again, what you are seeing is prophetic in the earth. What you are witnessing is the prophetic. What you are witnessing is the wrath of an angry God that no man can stop. Yeah, we're in a draw. FEMA is coming. We already in a draw right now. That's why that city burst up over there in Canada. You are in a draw. You people still want to party. You still want to have your parades. You still want to have your concerts. You still want to have your football games. You still want to have your yacht club. You still want to have your concerts. You still want to go on your vacation. Sit down, people. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Because I'm going to hurt you if you don't. I'm going to hurt you if you don't. I didn't just say that, people. The God of Israel just said that. Now, let me read Constitution. Yes, the letter say they are, the letter is, the scientists, they denouncing the Wuhan lab leak theory. It was 24 scientists. They said it came in the earth naturally. And guess what? They can't figure it out. How it come, where it come, and how they gonna stop it. Now, let me look up the word constitution and I'm getting ready to leave. They done made a video. I don't know if I'm still going. They probably, let me check, people. Oh, they ain't cut me off yet. I got a little more time, people. I was reading. No, they made a video, people. They made a video. They made a video, people. Let me read Constitution first. The Constitution. Every country have a constitution, right? Every country. What is the constitution? The basic principles and laws of a nation. What nation? The Gentile nations. That's what it is. Every country is Gentile. They all are Gentiles. And we are the 12 tribes. We are the Hebrews. We make up the Hebrew nation. If you're not a Hebrew, you are a Gentile. That's why they can rule. That's why they can set up their laws and their constitution and all that. Because the Hebrew nation is down on the bottom right now. We're not a nation. And if we was a nation, they wouldn't be able to rule. They would not be able to rule if we was the we are the Hebrew nation, but guess what? We are being oppressed by the Gentiles. And we refuse to walk away from their abominations and from their principles and from the laws of the land that they have set up. The basic principles, that's what the Constitution is, and laws of a nation, state or social group that determine the powers and duties of the government and guarantee certain rights to the people, and it written instruments embodying the rules of a political or social organization. It's made up of the laws of a nation, a state, or social group that determine the powers and duties of the government. They determine the powers. What powers is that? The powers that be. The same powers that took down the Son of God. The same powers that took down the disciples. The same powers that the children of Israel is in their lands all over the earth today. That power and that duties, their powers and duties. What is the duties that they set up under the Constitution, people? What is the duties that they set up that we need to do, that we have to do? Because they over us, they control us, they govern over us. School, education, we got to send our kids to school. And if we don't, they put you in jail. You got to work, they say, so you can pay them taxes. And so when they pay the taxes, they're going to give you some food stamps and a government check. And set up what they call a WIC for your kids, the WIC program, so your kids can drink that milk instead of drinking milk out your titty. The God of Israel ain't told you to give your kids no milk in no can. He told you to give your kids breast milk from your breast. Nourish your baby with the milk that come out of your breast. They set up laws that you can't do that in public. Pull your titty out and give your baby some milk. That's against the law. But that's what the Constitution is. The basic principles of laws. That's all it is. And duties of the government. The government. The Gentile satanic government. That's what it is. Now, with that, people, I think I'm going to leave now. This is God law versus the law of the land. 8-week teaching. All 613 laws in the Bible, all of your 14 We getting to law number 300. We almost there, people. We almost halfway there. I think this is the fourth week. So we already went over 8 weeks. We're going to have to put it for 8 more weeks, I believe. No, we are up to 4 weeks. So we got 4 more weeks to go. So I might be able to finish because we're almost at law number 300. And we've been here 4 weeks. So I think 4 more weeks, we should be able to finish, which will make 8 weeks of teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. So since they have not cut me off, I'm going to read Esdras chapter 10, since they have not cut me off yet. Esdras chapter 10. Excuse me, people. Cedia, could you put this back in the refrigerator, please? Excuse me, people. Esdras chapter 10, verse 1. Going to go to 1 through 15. Put it in the refrigerator and cover it up with something. Esdras 10, verse 1. Now when Esdras had prayed, I just read to you Esdras chapter 9. Now I'm reading Esdras 10. The people confess their sins. That's what you people need to do. Confess your sins. Yes, you are a sinner. You didn't know you was a sinner? I'm telling you. You are a sinner because you have broke the law of the God of Israel. And you are committing abominations and idolatry every single day. Now when Esdras had prayed and when he had confessed, weeping. So this prophet or priest, he prayed to the God of Israel. He didn't pray to no Jesus. He didn't pray to no Allah, no Buddha, and no Most High, and Yah, and all of that. He prayed to the God of Israel, Ahia. He called him by his name. He knew his name. All the children of Israel knew his name. Now when Esdras had prayed and when he had confessed weeping, confessed, people, that's what you need to do. You need to confess and stop acting like you are guiltless, like you have not committed no sin, like you ain't doing nothing wrong and your life is okay. You need to confess that you are sinners and you have sinned against the God of Israel and his word, which is his law. You and all your leaders are sinners. Every last one of y'all. Yeah, I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. I can say that to you. I have authority. I have a mandate. I have a mantle that's been placed on my life to say what I am saying. You must confess like Esdras. Esdras realized that the children of Israel had sinned. He confessed weeping, crying. You hard-hearted, prideful. Oh, my God. You the most stinkiest, stinking, evilest people that I ever seen on the face of the earth. Stink. evil people. Evil. Now when Esdras had prayed and when he had confessed, the word confess in Esdras 10:1, he confessed weeping and casting himself down before the house of God. There assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children. For the people wept very sore. I'm reading Esdras 10:1. It was a great company of the house of Israel. Women and children, men, crying, weeping, and confessing to the God of Israel, Ahia, that we have did wrong. Our children, we sorry, Father. Even the children was crying. Even the children was weeping. Even the children was hollering. Even the children was confessing and repenting of their sin and of the evil that they had did against the God of Jacob. Even the children. What are your children doing today? What are your children doing today? Playing Xbox 360, PlayStation, worried about some Jordans, watching cartoons, paganism, having sex at 5 and 10, 13 years old. What are your children doing? Drugs, alcohol. What are your children doing? They not confessing. You not confessing either. What are your men doing? Nothing. Nothing. Waiting on Christ, huh? Waiting on Jesus. Waiting on Yah. Waiting on Buddha. This is what it's going to take. You must confess, you must confess Israel with weeping. With weeping. With crying. And if you don't do it, and if you don't do it, you and your children and your men, if you don't do it, prepare yourselves to meet the devil in hell. Prepare yourselves to meet the devil in hell. Because guess what? This is the only way. This is the only way that you can show and tell the God of Israel that you are sorry. You have to do it the way that our ancestors did it. There's no other way you can do it. And the people wept very sore, women and children and men. Is y'all weeping? 4 million people have died in a year and a half, more than that. They can't even count the people that done died. It's too many. He killed millions in Jerusalem, killing millions today. Come on, people. Who you think killing them? Satan? Oh, my God. He going to kill Satan. He going to throw him in the lake of fire, him and his angels. You think Satan killing somebody, man? He ain't got no power to take nobody life. You think Satan didn't want to kill Adam and Eve in the garden? Oh, yeah, he wanted to take them out in the garden. But he ain't got enough power to do that. He cannot take life. That's why the Son of God told him, no, you don't take my life. I lay my life down. He told the serpent seed that the Romans, the seed, he told them that. Satan's kid. He said, you know what, Caesar? You don't take my life. Here, Rod, I lay my life down for my brethren. You ain't got no power to take my life. They didn't take Peter and them life. They laid their life down. Peter and them had so much power, man. Are you kidding me? Satan ain't killing nobody. Y'all some dumb, ignorant people to think that. And to say you must confess when we've been casting yourself down before the house of God. Back then they had the temple. We're not over in Jerusalem. We got to cast ourselves down for the God of Israel. Because all your houses, church houses, they all pagan. They all pagan, every last one of them. Hebrew Israelites and all the rest of y'all. Verse 2 of Esdras 10, for they cut me off. And Shenechah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Esdras, we have trespassed against our God and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore, let us make a covenant. Let us, remnant, make a covenant with the God of Israel, that we will keep his law, that we will obey him, that we will uphold our kingdom and our God and our laws. Our laws. Now, therefore, verse 3, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, put away all them Gentile women, put away all them Gentile men. Put them away, Hebrews. Put them away. The God of Israel didn't tell the man no white woman. Put her away means divorce her. Divorce her. You committing an abomination against the God of Israel. Divorce that Asian woman. Divorce that Asian man. Divorce that African woman. Divorce that African man. Oh, I'm under grace. I can hear y'all right now. I'm under grace. I ain't got to do that, sister. Jesus died for me to have grace and mercy. I ain't got to do that. No. The Son of God, his name is Yeshua. He did not die for you to marry an African woman, Hebrew. He did not die for you to marry a white woman, Hebrew. He did not die for you to marry an Asian woman, Hebrew. He died so you can have eternal life. That's why he died. So you can have eternal life. And when you do break one of the laws of God, there is grace. You will not die. Because back in ancient times, he just killed you. But you die another way, see. Let me talk to y'all for a minute before they cut me off. You die, they might have already did. Let me check. Not yet, I'm still going. Blog talk, come on with me now. You die another way, people. You know the way that you die? Yes. You don't literally die when you break the law, like back in ancient times. You die. You don't die physical like you used to, but you die spiritually. When you break the law of the God of Israel, the 613 laws that we can see and have, that we have now before, you die spiritually. You disconnect yourself from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You disconnect yourself from the wisdom and the knowledge and the power and the understanding that comes from the God of Israel. You disconnect yourself from the wealth of our father Abraham. Let me tell you, people, what happened to you when you break the law. You do die. You do die a spiritual death. You disconnect yourself from the wealth of Abraham. You disconnect yourself from the health of your body, and you become sick. You become sick, and that's why everybody's sick, because you are disconnected from the source of life, which is the Holy Spirit and the God of Israel, Mother Earth. You disconnect yourself from the source of life when you break the law. And that's what the children of Israel did right here in the book of Esdras. And that's why Esdras was telling them. We read Esdras 9. Now we on 10. He's telling them, we got to confess. We got to cry out. We got to moan. We got to weep. We got to weep. So the God of Israel, have mercy. Help us. Because we dying here. We dying of COVID-19. We got all kind of plagues and disease and viruses. Stuff killing us and our children. Mental illness. Everything going on. We got to repent. We got to confess. We got to stop pretending like we are righteous when we are unrighteous. So you do die spiritual death when you break his law. You disconnect yourself from the source of life. You get no more wisdom and knowledge and understanding that comes from him and the Holy Spirit. Your body becomes sick, full of disease and pain and illnesses. That's what happened to Adam and Eve when they got kicked out the garden. They did not die physical, okay? They did not die physical, but they died spiritually. They disconnected themselves from the source of life, which is Ahayah. And they went through hell. They went through, when they left that garden, people, they went through hell, man. Hell. The same hell that their children going through today. That's what they went through. The same hell. We going through it today. So, yeah, we disconnect ourselves from the source of life. And we become spiritually dead. Dead, spiritually dead. No joy, disconnected. No peace, disconnected. No love, disconnected. No faith, disconnected. No strength, disconnected. No courage, disconnected. Coward, disconnected. Fearful, disconnected. Sick, disconnected. Confused, disconnected. Lost, disconnected. So you do die spiritually. Esdras 10:3. Now, therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives. And such as are born of them. So we got to put away the wives and the children. The wives and the children. I don't know what they did. They could have killed them. Back in ancient times, it was that serious, people. I'm not telling you to kill your wife or kill your children or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is what Esdras and them did back in ancient times. You do that today, you know you're going to jail because of the law of the land. You can't do that stuff now. But the children of Israel had their own law. They had their own government, their own system. They own everything. So they could do whatever they wanted to do. So he say, put away the wives and such as are born of them according to the counsel of my Lord, which is Esdras, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. So he said, whatever the law tell us to do, Edris, when it comes to these women, these Gentile women that we married and connected ourselves with, and we had children by, whatever the law tell us to do, that's what we got to do to clean up our act. So what did the law tell? What did the law, what did the God of Israel tell the children of Israel in the wilderness when they get to Canaan? To kill the women, to kill the men, to kill the children. All the Africans, the Canaanites, had to die. So I don't know if that's what Edris did, but they say according to the law, that's what we got to do with these women and these children. Next verse, Edris 10, verse 4. Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage and do it. So the priest and everybody told Edris, the children of Israel, you know what, Edris, whatever you decide, because we got to make it right with the God of Israel now. Whatever we got to do, however we got to do it, I just want to be right with my God. Whatever it takes. If we got to kill all the Canaanite women, whatever, Andrews, we got to do it to make our God happy. So they was waiting on counsel from Andrews to do what they had to do. And look what he says. Verse 4, arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. Okay, verse 5. Then rose Edris and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should do according to this word. And they swore. Told you, the children of Israel, they swore. Don't believe that New Testament scripture where it tell you not to swear at all. That's an injection. That's an injection. Edris made the children of Israel swear that they was going to keep the covenant that they all agreed to do for the God of Israel. Then Edris rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jonadab, the son of Elishabeth, and when he came thither, he did eat no bread nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. See, some of them had been carried away to Babylon or Persia. And this was the remnant that was left in Jerusalem. This was the remnant that was left of the children of Israel that made it through. When the Babylonians came in, on the Persians came in, on them, or the Greeks, or whoever. So Edris began to mourn. He began to fast. He didn't eat no bread. He didn't drink no water. He began to mourn. And they proclaimed throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days now, according to the counsel of the prince and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. They had 3 days to make a decision if they wanted to be in the covenant and confess their sins and get their life right and straighten themselves out with the God. They had 3 days to make their mind up. I don't know how many days you people got, but the God of Israel ain't told me how many days, but he just told me in a minute. In the minute. We're in the end right now. And I'm getting ready to leave, people, because I know they got about to cut me off. I'm probably already cut off. Verse 8, yes. That's it. I'm picking up here, verse 8. Let's pick it up here at verse 8, people. Let me read verse 8. Verse 8. And I'm going to leave after that. And that whosoever would not come, oh no, verse 9. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. Benjamin, the Jamaicans, they all gathered themselves together with Judah. The Negroes all over the earth. That's Judah. They gathered themselves to Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month and the 21st day of the month. And all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and for the great rain. And Esdras the priest stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trust of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto a higher God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so will we do. I'm going to stop right there. Y'all can hear me. I talk to y'all Tuesday. The God of Israel say the same.